Welcome back to our final hour, everyone. We want to start by inviting a couple of our some hidden treasures who have been helping our whole Season of the Rose gathering behind the scenes, which is these two folks who probably don't want to come into the center, but will you come just for one moment here? Could you pass?
Christian.
Yep. So this is Christian, who's representing the cafeteria, who's been feeding us so well. And we've had a lot of people say, you know, how rare it is to come as a vegan and not have to worry and just everything's available and the allergy section, everything's just been wonderful. And Fernando, how many people called you? Fernando is the one who came running in the middle of the night with blankets and pillows. You may remember him.
Just know that Fernando here, he's a guy that believes in getting it done. And I'm going to say that only because what you all don't know is a lot of times when he took calls and did things, and as he's standing here now, he's not even on duty. So he did a lot of this because it's just the kind of person that he is and the work ethic. And so it's awesome.
And there's also, we're going to give you two more, Fernando, if you could take to Linda and Cassie who, from guest services and the audiovisual departments, who also have helped us so, so much. And it's such a pleasure coming to your beautiful campus. Thank you for hosting us.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoy your stay, and we hope to see you again.
We're coming back.
Oh. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Please convey to your coworkers.
I shouldn't eat this much food.
And now for your final announcements. You start.
Thanks. So I woke up this morning thinking how my soul feels lighter, yet my body feels heavier. And also about how much I just love being with all of us. Coming into a camp, it's always like, oh, if you're working it, you have to do all these things. And then after the first couple of days, it starts to smooth out, and it just feels like being with a big family reunion, really. So we're going to do this again every year. Next year, we're going to be at the Abode, June 26th to July 1st. It's a Friday through a Wednesday. Well, we're going to write it on the whiteboard. We're also going to send you an email with everything I'm telling you right now. So, good? Yeah. And then we hope to come back here around the same time in 2021 and have a lot of experience now with Lewis and Clark, and we all know where we are, and we hope you all come back and people advise us on things you'd like to see. So part of that is we're going to send you a survey first thing in the morning, and it's just going to have basic questions. It should be very easy to complete, and if you complete the survey, we will send you the audio from the event for free. Okay? Yeah. Everything. So, yeah, so. Yeah, so Jenny says there's caveats to the audio, and I don't know what they are, and people are asking, do I get the music? And people have asked us to take out some of them. So just know you'll get an email tomorrow morning that will say, please do this survey by a certain date. And then if you do it, we'll give you enough time, but we'll send you the audio in a couple weeks. And we'll put in things like the dates for the coming camps. And the other big thing that seemed to happen yesterday is many, 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 many people here said that they would become Iron Heralds. Iron Heralds. Yeah. So you know, last night and this morning at breakfast, people were talking about how can we all connect together. And Sorority Gebel is the head of the Knighthood of Purity. All of us individually should email him, and I'll put this in the email, at sg@anietyorder.org. But also collectively, we're looking at ways to connect and have like a cohort beginning at the same time. And then it's a 4.5-year process. So in our camp in 2025, what year will it be when we're completed? 2024? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when we have back here for 2024? Big knighting ceremony, right. So, but and also the people who are already knighted, maybe you all could support us in this process, which would be great. So everything I've just said and anything that Mariam says will be in my emails to you, and we hope to see you. We're also having a big gathering with Sheikh Anur at the Astana, the end of, from Turkey, the end of September, which is just now being announced, and we're going to be doing a beach retreat, 5-day silent retreat at Mustang Island off the coast of Texas next February. Bawa's going to India, February of 2021. We'll be sharing all this with you, but there's a lot of things happening. So, and the abode will be at the Labor Day retreat at the abode this year with Bawa. That event sells out very fast. So I'm like, if you think you're coming, sign up now. And lots and lots of people come to that event. So hope to see you there too.
Thank you. So I think my announcements are a little more today stuff. One thing is that the whiteboard, a lot of it's been transformed into a carpooling tool. So if you need a ride, there's a part at the top, which many people have already, some people have already filled in. At the bottom, too, if you think, if you have a space in your, if you're leaving in a vehicle and you have a space, consider looking there to see if you could help someone or adding your information on the bottom half, because some people need rides. Thank you. And then also on that board are, there's a few meetups that have popped up that people want to keep meeting, which is a beautiful progression of some of the conversations that happened here. So I know there's a ecological activism group that wants to keep talking. There's a book club reading the book about white fragility and how white people can learn to talk about racism. And there's a musicians group. Tarana, do you want to say anything about that, the musicians?
Just that any musicians who are interested in joining with other Anaiti musicians, please send me an email at music@anaitiorder.org. There's a musicians guild forming so that we can get to know each other and get to know the repertoire. I'll write that address up there.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, that gives me a thought. Okay. So hopefully everything is out of your rooms, yeah? Super. And if you haven't yet, just if you could check out of the rows with your keys by 2 p.m. at the latest, so you might need your key to go get your card to get lunch, that's fine. But by 2 p.m. if you could return your final lanyard, that would be helpful. And from 1 o'clock until 3 o'clock, this space is going to be a chaotic deconstruction of all the items. So we're going to ask if you want to just hang out and visit and talk with people. We still have the trail room or the grass, so this won't be a hangout. As of 1 p.m., this room is closed, and unless you're a volunteer who's helping. So, and a reminder, as many volunteers as who can come at one and help would be much appreciated. Okay, those are the main things. Now, in terms of what we're going to do with our final time here, we're going to have a short rose ceremony, which I'll explain in a moment. And then Bawa Pirzia will be leading us on a walking meditation to our final peace outside. So just on the logistics of the walking, we need 3 people to carry chairs. 1, 2, 3. Thank you, 3. So just bring a chair as you walk and go carefully on the stairs that way. And then anyone who has a need to take the elevator and not do stairs, please come and meet me in the corner there and we'll take the elevator route and we'll meet up with the caravan outside. Okay. What's that? A caravan of roses? What? Maybe. Any questions? You don't need to worry about it because I'll lead the folks who are taking the elevator and Pirzia will lead everybody else, so you'll just be following the caravan. Where's the elevator? To take the elevator, we'll meet. Sorry, I was pointing at the door there that goes to the elevator. In the corner of this room, we'll meet for the elevator route. Does that make sense? Yeah? There's no break. Just follow the river. It will take you. Kenneth. So it'll just be a minute, yeah. So what we wanted to do, we had this interesting conversation about recognizing the service of others, but also not wanting to reinforce egoic action or egoic basis for our service. So we're just going to have a little ceremony and give some roses to some people who've been helping to hold the whole event together, the sort of infrastructure crew behind it all, and our faculty for holding the esoteric container. And as we give the rose, the invitation is to maybe on the breath say Alhamdulillah, or just to inwardly know that we're recognizing that spirit of kindness and service coming through each other, but that ultimately all the service and all the thanks is just this reciprocal peace, which Pirzia speaks much more eloquently than I about, of service and thanks to the One. So that's the spirit of this ceremony. And Devi is going to lead us in a fazl chamber so we can just have that tide of blessings around us. And just to start, I'm going to, just so they really hear it, I'm going to invite Jenny and Kenneth to come to the center, and Hakima, and Nasavan and Samuel Velayat, and Tarana and Alia. That's you. And I'll come. So we'll start with these local leaders and core team who have been meeting for many, many months and sending thousands of emails that have led to things going so well.
And so while this is happening, all of us can get back into that experience of the radiant heart that we shared with Bawa. And from this place, we drone fazl each in our own way. Bazoom.
Now, could we have all of the people who volunteered come to the center and we release you? If you carried a chair, if you checked someone in, if you rearranged a rose, took photos.
And while they're coming up, we can each have our rest in that radiant heart, having our wings wave at them. Puzzle, 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 puzzle.
Thank you so much for your service. And as you step back, we call in any musicians who brought any songs or drumming or music to this gathering. Or poetry from the Zikr last night. I feel like there are more. Are the musicians shy? Where's Tarana? Where's Rabia? Oh, Rabia's gone. Thank you. Okay.
Puzzle, 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 puzzle. Puzzle, 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 puzzle.
Thank you so much for your song and music. And lastly, we will honor the faculty, but you can stay where you are. We will come to you. And Devi, if you still don't mind to lead the fuzzle.
Okay, let's do a multidimensional fuzzle. Pick your note. Here we go. From the heart, from the soul. Laughter doesn't mean there's no heart and soul.
Fuzzle, 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 fuzzle. Puzzle, 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 puzzle. And also, I'd like to have Mariam come into the center. Still Fazel.
Fazel, 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 Fazel. Fazle, fazle, fazle.
Gonna do one more, but You can just keep the roses and return to your seats. You'll figure out what to do with them later. I just wanted to, as we began, by acknowledging and giving thanks to the Indigenous peoples whose land we gathered on, I also wanted to say one final note on that. And you'll notice as we walk, we're going to pass the statue of, what's it, Sacagawea? Wonderful. So you might just notice her as we pass. Maybe we could do the fazzle one more time and I'll read over it.
So soft enough that we can hear from the heart.
We give thanks and honor the Indigenous peoples on whose traditional and ancestral homelands we have gathered, the Multnomah, the Kathlamet, the Clackamas, the Tumwater, and Wadalala bands of the Chinook, and the Tualatin Kalapuya, and many other Indigenous nations of the Columbia River Basin. With deep reverence and humility, we bow to the ancestors of this place and recognize that we are here because of the sacrifices forced upon them. In remembering these communities, we honor their legacy and their lives. May their descendants today find healing and be blessed.
Amen.